Cook Aquaculture is apologizing and says it's taking immediate action after undercover footage released today by an animal rights group appears to show workers mishandling salmon at the company's hatchery in Bingham. As Robbie Feinberg reports, the state is investigating the allegations.
The animal rights group Compassion Over Killing released an approximately 5-minute video with undercover footage that the group says was recorded at a freshwater hatchery operated by Cook Aquaculture in Bingham. While edited, some of the footage appears to show workers slamming fish, stomping on them, and throwing them long distances into tanks. Anonymous workers at the facility also appear to describe throwing salmon into buckets and leaving them to suffocate, and fish with fungus on them.
They get like lesions and stuff from the fungus that kind of eats away at them, and they start bleeding from that.
Mike Wolf, the director of investigations for the group, says that the undercover footage was gathered over a period of about 2 months and was included in a complaint that the group filed with state regulators.
I think it's also incredibly important just for the public to be able to see this, have the knowledge, and then be able to make more informed decisions about what they're putting in their body.
In a written statement, Cook Aquaculture CEO Glenn Cook says he was, quote, disappointed and deeply saddened by the video, and that it does not reflect the company's goals for how it treats animals. Cook said that the company met with the Maine Department of Agriculture, Conservation, and Forestry last month to discuss the complaint and is working with the state to ensure it meets standards. Cook also says the company will be speaking with employees and is conducting a, quote, rigorous retraining program at its Maine facility. And Sebastian Bell, the executive director of the Maine Aquaculture Association, wrote in a statement that, if accurate, the behavior in the video by employees is, quote, disturbing, unacceptable, and does not represent standard operating practices in Maine, in Cook aquaculture, or more broadly throughout the entire aquaculture sector in the United States. Bell says that animal care and ethics are taken seriously by his organization, and it plans to re-examine its code of conduct and consult with experts. A spokesman for the Maine Department of Agriculture says the department has received the complaint and is investigating, but it's unable to offer more comment as the investigation is still ongoing. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.